I'm Tyler Russell, and we are trying to be as local as possible. And what is more local than the self-proclaimed new greeter to Laguna Beach? Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Tyler?
I'm doing very well. You approached me. You wandered in the studio one day, and you wanted to kind of share your story with the listening public. And it is a very interesting one, I will say. So let's start with your job in town that you do, you know?
Yeah. You know, I've been hanging out in this town about 30 years. So a couple years ago, a few of my friends asked me, hey, Michael, why don't you try to be the new greeter? And I would just shine them on, you know?
Right.
And then last summer, late June, I decided, well, you know, I'm gonna take on the role, you know? So I started going out there to wave. And it's amazing what a wave, a smile, and the sunshine will do for a person, you know? So when I first started, the response was overwhelming. And people I knew in town, and also strangers and tourists were coming in. They really gave me the encouragement to go for it. So I did. So I enjoy all the diversity in town.
Right.
And it's a creative, eccentric city, and I look at it more.
That's an understatement. A creative, eccentric city.
I look at it more of a town, but you're right. It is an understatement.
Now tell the story of the original greeter for those who don't know that you have now taken the role on.
Well, the original greeter is Isla Lawson, and you know he came from Europe years ago in the 30s, and he greeted probably for 35, 40 years, and he was just he was a very creative, eccentric person,
right?
So with knowledge, and he spoke a lot of languages, and he just, his love for Laguna Beach was pretty overwhelming. So on his days off, he would go out there and wave. And so Isla made a mock here in town that from old to new, young people, just, he's the real greeter, you know. So,
yeah.
So anyways, he has a statue, a restaurant, another statue, and a street named after him in town.
Are you working on those things?
And I don't want any
of
them.
You don't want that, okay.
I don't want any of them, but I do want to be here to the day they put my ashes in the main beach ocean greeting. No matter how successful or how not successful or where I am in life, I always want to say hi to the people arriving and leaving Laguna Beach.
Now, where can people find you? Where do you stand? Where's your post?
My post is it's an interesting one, but there again, I'm the new greeter. I don't want to be the old greeter. So
right.
I on the other side of the street, in front of the ice cream parlor, which Robert's a good guy over there, and there's a thing of bushes there. So I stand on the sidewalk, but
right.
I asked God, hey, it'd be great if you made a little cut in the bushes for me. And long story short, they had to do some construction, and this is a true story. A month later, there's a horseshoe made for me to stand in front of
a cut in the bushes.
Cut in the bushes.
I
so I stand in front of Forrest and Park Ave.
Now, your accent, native Laguna Beach, right?
I'm native, just like Isla. I'm a native Laguna Beach,
yeah.
But I'm a lagunatic. I become a lagunatic.
Wait, he was from what part of Europe?
He was Scandinavian, I believe.
So that, by the way, that's your grandson over there.
And that's my Thursday saying hi to Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
And hi, everybody.
You were just noticing the Billy Joel picture on my wall.
Yeah, that was...
Just tell this story one more time.
Back in 1999, when Billy Joel and Elton John did their first face-to-face tour.
The piano tour.
The piano
yeah.
tour. Face-to-face,
right.
Two pianos, two grand pianos,
right.
Face-to-face. I just got through working out here in Laguna Beach. I got in my car. I drove up to the Forum. It was a Sunday afternoon. Snuck in the side door. Watched the show. The last song, I jumped on stage. I jumped on Elton John's piano. Live, 18,000 people with big screens. I did a jig. I went up to Elton John. He played the piano with one hand. Shook my hand with the other with a big smile. When I looked out into the crowd, I saw Elliot Mintz and Bob Dylan. And Elliot Mintz is Bob Dylan's publicist.
Uh-huh.
Looking at me in the eye. And then I turned around. Davy Johnston gave me a pick. I jumped 5 feet onto Billy Joel's piano. I walked up to him. I thought he was going to stop the show, but he slapped me 5 and said, "Incoming, kamikaze, soy bomb." 18,000 people went crazy. I jumped out into the stage. I jumped in front of Roy Firestone. He's a sports publicist nowadays. And that's my story.
See, if you're listening at home, you're thinking, wow, this guy is full of crap. He's not. he has a movie about this stuff. And you can actually, all these stories, although far-fetched, are true.
Yeah,
you
no
do the wildest stuff.
Yeah.
He's a celebrity crasher in addition to everything else. The movie's called Crash Artist, right?
Crash Artist.
The documentary. When did that come out?
That came out in 2008.
Okay.
And you can see it on the computer somewhere.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just Googled it. You can find it. It's on IMDb and stuff like that. And basically, you're pretty well known in the world of celebrity crashing as going to things like that, like big concerts or red carpet events or the Grammys, and just easing your way in somehow and being a part of it, right?
Yes, yep.
What's the biggest event you have crashed?
One of the biggest events I crashed, there's a lot of them, a lot of great stories, and but one of them was the Grammys. Outkast won for best album, which was Speaker Box.
Right.
And they said
and the Love Below.
And they said the winner is. And I just walked up with his entourage and his crew. When he won the award, I said, right on, Andre 3000. He gave me a hug, gave me the Grammy to hold while Faith Hill took my photo.
Oh my God.
On national television.
Are you serious?
And that's one of my best events.
You held Andre 3000's Grammy.
And he gave me the winning ticket, which I still own somewhere.
So do you have that picture of Faith Hill and that Faith Hill took of you and the Grammy?
I do. I have it right in my bag here.
That's amazing. He does carry, by the way, the whole stack of every photo you've had with 200-something photos.
I have 1,200 photos.
Oh,
I carry about 100 with me just to social and to brag. Because I got bragging rights.
They're great. I've seen the ones with Michael Jackson. Who else was in there?
Liz Taylor and Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And I gave her a kiss in one of them. But there's so many of them. My newest one is Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder, Gwen Stefani.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's in there. It's really impressive. And here you are just a homeless guy on Laguna Beach at the surface level, and you're doing these huge things. You're in the same suit that I saw you in last week because it's your suit.
But that's great.
I love it. Let's talk about how you got here. You're from Southern Massachusetts. Tell that story.
Okay, so I'm from Southern Massachusetts, and technically I'm here because of Vietnam. My brother was stationed in Camp Pendleton after Vietnam. And then my sister came out to visit, and then I came out to visit with her, with my girlfriend, in 1980. And February 14th, 1980, and my sister lived in Anaheim, and she said, come on, I'm going to bring you to the beach. And she brought me to Main Beach, and I've been here ever since, hanging out here four times a week for 30 years.
Otherwise, taking care of your grandkid.
And once a week, Mondays and Tuesdays, I take care of my little grandson Thursday. And they were in the studio this morning, and they're out visiting the ocean. Today's his first day to see the ocean move.
Does Thursday's name change based on the day of the week?
No, it's always Thursday.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just checking. So you don't have a home that you call your own.
No.
Would you describe yourself as homeless?
Yeah, I do, and nor do I condone it all. But right now, I choose this, and I'm homeless in Laguna Beach. And unfortunately, things didn't go the right way, but here I am, and I'm happy with myself. So I wake up happy every day.
It's a choice. It's a choice that you made.
It's pretty much a choice that I am homeless here in Laguna Beach.
Because I mean, if you wanted to, maybe you could live in Corona with your son. Perhaps. I mean, I'm just assuming. You have options.
I have options.
Yeah.
I also have options because as far as I'm concerned, I'm physically and mentally able to hold a job and go seek work.
Which isn't true of everybody who's homeless. And
it's not
reason.
Always true. Yeah. I say about 75% of the homeless people, God bless their souls, all around the world, need some kind of medical attention from their head to their toes.
Right.
And the other 25% got to get off their lazy butt and go fill out an application,
sure,
get a job. But this is what I choose right now. And I just have a big heart for Laguna Beach, so I'm homeless here. Could I be homeless in Chicago, New York City, Massachusetts? Absolutely, but I'm not going
to
go.
I mean, what better place to be homeless if you're going to be homeless?
It's, what better place?
Than Laguna Beach.
This is the best piece of soil on the whole wide earth.
I think we all agree with that for sure. Can I ask where you sleep?
Yeah, I sleep on the beach.
Okay.
And pretty much, I also have friends in town that invite me over.
Yeah.
I have friends in San Juan Capistrano that invite me over. But I do sleep on the beach, and
I go. Must be kind of cold at this time of year.
Well, the cold's never a problem.
Okay.
And as long as you have something to clean up in and wrap up in, you're good. But
right,
it's when it's raining, and we need the rain. So we probably have 300 great days a year, so the inconvenience is not a problem at all.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's, again, a great place to be homeless.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the Friendship Shelter?
I'm familiar with it. And yeah. The Friendship Shelter I've been familiar with for a lot of years, yeah. And it's done more good than as long as you take advantage of the program and abide by their rules. It really does set you off and get you onto your feet,
right.
Get you a phone, a place to live, and a car, and a job. So it's a great, the Friendship Shelters can't be a better. And you know what? There again, having it here on the West Coast in Laguna Beach, that's even a more motivator that they should wake up every day and go, you know what? This program's a great program, and I'm on my way.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Brandon, you want to hop on that microphone and ask Michael a question? You look like you're pressing for a question over there.
Well, yeah, you talk about how much you have a lot of the Laguna Beach pride, but you also say that you're from Massachusetts. Any inkling of maybe wanting to go back to the East Coast?
You know, I'm proud of my heritage and my roots, and I was brought up on Cape Cod every summer of my life for 20 years, and it's my home, but... there's no better place than where we're standing right now. So, yeah, I do have a little bit. But like I said, I'm proud of my heritage. And I had the best childhood in the whole wide world.
Nice.
So I wouldn't trade it for anything. But these folks here in Laguna Beach, when they think they want to leave and, Dad, I'm sick of town, or Dad, I'm sick of this, I want to, you know what? You're going to come back because I'm telling you, you have a unique place to be grown up here in town.
Yeah, it's absolutely a wonderful community.
Again, Michael Minutoli, just a fascinating story. Homeless in Laguna Beach, a very famous crasher, actually, of big events and celebrity parties. Was it the American Music Awards that you got, like, your whole family into?
That was the Grammys with Tupac.
Right. Okay, yeah. So I want that story.
long story short, people were leaving. We asked for their ticket stubs. After everybody was leaving, we went back to the turnstile, asked to get in with the ticket stubs. I had 7 kids and 3 adults. I sat him on the stage at the end of the show. Tupac was talking to somebody. My son said, Dad, that's Tupac over there. I said, all right. I went over. Tupac, will you take a photo with us? He said, I'll be right over. In the meantime, the security wanted to kick us off the stage, and Tupac came over and told the security, leave the guys alone. I'm going to take a photo with them. And I took the photo with a throwaway Kodak camera.
And you still have that one?
And I still
have
that
one. But you're not in that one, right? That's
no,
just
I took
your family.
It, no, but my son, my daughter, my wife, and all their friends are in it.
This guy is full of stories, Michael. I love all this stuff. And I want to talk quickly locally. You're the new greeter. You stand in front of the ice cream parlor on Forest Avenue. What happens when you wave at people and act like a crazy man as people come into town?
The energy is the greatest thing in the whole wide world. And nor would I ever have thought, because as soon as I was born, I knew I was born a performer. But nor would I have thought what a wave, a smile, and the sunshine can do to a person.
Right.
So... the stories, when I first took it over, there would be a family coming out of town, tourists, and I'd wave to them, and at the between 9 and 11 in the morning, and at the end of the day, they would come back to me and said, I don't know who you are, what you're doing, but you made our day today. So things like that really, really drives me to want to keep
yeah.
on doing it. And if I can change somebody's disposition or position during the day by waving at them and smiling... And the background is Laguna Beach. I'm gonna do it the rest of my life because it motivates people, and I'm into motivating people.
Now, are there any bad encounters?
I've had they have been, but they're much less than the overwhelming
right.
support that I get for doing it. But yeah, I've had some interesting bad encounters. I've had people tell me that you gotta get out of town in 24 hours. I've had people throw magazines at me.
Magazines. Interesting choice of projectile.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've had people yelling certain things to me that weren't very nice.
All you're doing is like dancing and waving, right?
Dancing and waving and smiling. And sometimes that energy gets some people that aren't inclined into life to look at the ocean and wake up. And so they're in a bad mood, and they're going to stay in a bad mood. There's no change in that.
Well, but, keep in mind now, if you see a nice bald man waving to you on Forest, it's Michael. And don't throw magazines at him. That's my new public service announcement from today.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Brandon, anything you want to add?
Yeah, well, if he's dancing and everything, maybe he should learn Gangnam Style.
Are you familiar with that
and
song?
I love it.
My son
turned me on. He said, hey, Dad, look at this. I said, son, he's learned every move from me. What are you talking about?
You started Gangnam Style.
So wait, this is the original Psy. We are in the presence of the original
Psy. Yeah,
you
are. This is him.
This is
him.
The roots of the Gangnam Style. Gangman, baby.
What? What is your dance that you do on the beach and for greeters?
You know, it's called wave crash dancing. I call it California wave crash dancing nowadays, and it's my workout. You folks that have been in town 30 years or more, you've seen me on the ocean working out and chasing waves like right. a sandpiper. And so this is my workout, and this is what I do, and it works out for me. And if you ever got an extra minute and try it out, I think you'd enjoy it.
Okay, so we invite you to join Michael in the wave crashing dance.
Yeah, come to Divers Cove and join me to wave crash dance.
All right, cool.
Gungman style.
Michael, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning. I want you to drop by from time to time, okay? I know it's hard to get back and forth a lot, but you know when you're around, for sure, swing by the studio. I'd love to have you on.
Tyler, it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate it. And we from all my heart.
Thank you very much, sir. And we will podcast this as well online, kx935.com. So anybody
take care, LBOC. Keep it up.
There it is. Straight from the greeter himself. Brandon, thank you for participating this morning.
My pleasure.
This is KX935 with Group Love.